We got huge migrant caravans that's still on the way here to the United States of America. Again, make sure y'all tap into the Patreon. Link is in the description to get your tickets to kick it with me in person. Discount code Anton. It's going to be awesome next weekend.
Fox News alert. Vice President Kamala Harris in a tough spot at a town hall when she tried to answer questions about the border crisis, which exploded on her watch. I'm Harris Faulkner. You are in the Faulkner Focus. Anderson Cooper, CNN, was pressing Kamala Harris about the border.
3 weeks before the first presidential debate with Joe Biden, you institute executive actions that had a dramatic impact.
Somebody said, where am I at? I'm in Bucharest. I'm in Romania. So you can see this. Actually, the lights just started coming on. It's pretty crazy. Hold on, let me see if I can get it. See the lights is coming on? The street lights and stuff. Everything is starting to come on. It's pretty crazy here. The time zone differences is insane. When I was in Japan, I think I was 12 hours. I had a 12-hour difference.
Really shut down people crossing over. Why didn't your administration do that in 2022, 2023?
First of all, you're exactly right, Anderson. And as of today, we have cut the flow of immigration by over half. In fact, the numbers I saw most recently, illegal immigration.
But if
is
it was
low,
that easy on, with that finish. Executive me, action, why not do it in 2022, 2023?
Because we were working with Congress and hoping that actually we could have a long-term fix to the problem instead of a short-term fix.
You couldn't have done one and both at the same time?
I think we did the right thing.
You criticized the wall more than 50 times. You called it stupid, useless, and a medieval vanity project. Is a border wall stupid?
Well, let's talk about Donald Trump and that border wall. So remember, Donald Trump said Mexico would pay for it? Come on. They didn't.
But you're agreeing to a bill that would earmark $650 million to continue building that. So you don't think it's stupid anymore?
I think what
Anderson Cooper was on her head top.
He did, and how he did it did not make
money. Yes, I am saying in Old Town. What you know about Old Town? What you know about Old Town? Yes, I am standing. Y'all be knowing exactly where I'm at. Shout out to y'all. Yes, I am standing Old Town. Let's get to it. Carrie will be on the live stream tonight, y'all.
Much sense, because he actually didn't do much of anything.
But you do want to build some wall.
I want to strengthen our border.
Sounded like she didn't know what was in the bill. A new poll shows. Well, which candidate do they actually trust to handle the border better?
Why is this?
More than half of voters.
Why is this even a question? How are people even putting 44%? See, that's what I'm saying. I think that people just be voting, just be saying stuff. You know that Trump is better for the border and immigration than Kamala Harris. That's not even a question.
In this poll, saying former President Donald Trump would be better on immigration. This is all the while a report says that there is a massive group of another one of those caravans. Look at your screen. 150,000 of these people.
When immigrants, illegal migrants, say that we are putting together a caravan because in less than 2 weeks, we're going to know who's going to be president of the United States of America. People outside of America is saying that in less than 2 weeks, they're going to know who's going to be the president of the United States of America. And it's a strong possibility that Trump could win. And if he wins, we need to already be over there and we need to be figuring out how we can hide. When they have a migrant caravan of over 150,000 people coming over here to the United States of America, that should tell you who's better for the border and who isn't. Because if you don't have a border, you don't have a country. If you don't have a border, you don't have a country.
Are being held in Mexico until after the
election. If they know
that
Kamala's going to win, why are they running?
So that's a blessing. At least they can hold them for a little bit, but that feels
like. Look at that! Y'all know how much 150,000? That's in addition to the people that's already being flown over. And people that's already trying to get here. Do y'all know how much 150? Do y'all know how many 150,000 people are? It's a crazy.
It's awfully political.
Yay! I got my luggage. Yay! Tondo got luggage. Good job, Rita Ree. Can you pass me that? Good job, Rita Ree. Rita Reed got time dog his luggage. That's why you need a real one. Finally got my luggage. That's what I'm talking about.
So if Kamala Harris wins, they don't come in. And if Donald Trump wins, they let them in on after Election Day? Like, how is it going to work? Some of those people say that they were afraid a Trump victory would keep them out of the United States. Well, if they're coming in illegally, they're not wrong. Senator Rick Scott called out the Biden administration's inaction to strengthen, actually strengthen, our nation's border.
They don't care that terrorists are coming across our border, drugs are coming across our border, criminals are coming across our border, and they don't support the police. So how violent do they want this country to be? She takes no responsibility for anything in her job.
How violent? The New York Post editorial board also criticizing the White House with this. Harris Biden's last-minute migrant moves are an attempt to hide their border mess. National correspondent Griff Jenkins. Griff.
And Harris, border officials are concerned that some of those migrants in Mexico could be part of the violent Venezuelan gang Tren de Aragua, or TDA as they are known, and they're taking a foothold across the country. DHS says they've identified more than 600 migrants with possible ties to the gang. Some could be relatives or victims, but more than 100, Harris, have been deemed subjects of interest and referred to the FBI's watch list for transnational criminal organizations. TDA is suspected in crimes in 15 states, Arizona, Texas, Chicago, New York, Georgia, and Florida. Just on.
No, not Michigan. Please, no, listen. Come on, y'all. Come on, not Michigan. Get on up out of here, man. Get on up out of here. We don't like that. We don't like that in Michigan.
Monday, the man accused of sex trafficking a 15-year-old girl in Palm Beach County is being investigated for TDA ties. The gang has also been linked to the murders of Jocelyn Nungaray and Lakin Riley in the shooting of NYPD cops. Florida's attorney general blames the Biden-Harris administration.
They've let them come in. They've barely vetted them. Now we're seeing them pop up all over our nation. And they cannot, even if they tried to do it now, cannot send them back to Venezuela because Venezuela says we won't accept them.
DHS says the gang is still in an infancy stage, but they're targeting them as a threat.
Why would they accept them? Hey, listen, it's 2024 as a recording of this video, October 25th, right? Watch the trend under the Nicaragua. I don't even know what the name of this gang is. The TDA. We're just going to say TDA. TDA is going to be just as prominent as the Crips, the Bloods, the GDs, the Vice Lords. What if they wind up becoming super prominent and it's all as a result of this administration that we currently have in office right now?
As part of our work to counter TDA, DHS has an ongoing operation to crack down on gang members through rescreening certain individuals previously encountered, in addition to the rigorous screening and vetting at the border. This all comes, Harris, as a House Judiciary Committee report today released claims the Biden-Harris administration has used the immigration court backlog as an excuse to allow nearly 1 million illegal migrants to stay in the U.S., calling it a quiet amnesty. Now, the report cites briefings to the committee, revealing more than 700,000 immigration cases that were dismissed, terminated, or administratively closed, and, quote, allow those aliens to stay in the country indefinitely without facing immigration consequences.
This is so bad. I don't think that I've seen anything worse. I'm starting to compare Kamala Harris Biden to George W. The second one. I don't know which one is worse. The only reason that I can't say that Kamala Harris is Biden is worse than George W. is because I'm rich now. So I'm largely unaffected by what happens, you know, almost to the point to where when I see these migrants, it's funny because I'm building houses now and a lot of people come up to me and say, hey, man, I got a whole crew full of migrants and they can get to it. My dumb butt is saying, no, man, I'm only American first. I got, what's his name? Let me call Rita. think his name is Bob. He a white man. Slow and lazy. Hey. Oh, yeah, I forgot I'm overseas. It calls differently.
Hello.
Hey, what's the first name of the guy that we waiting on to finish his part in the house?
Are you on live?
Yes, I'm on live. What's his first name again?
Are you sure?
What's the first name? It's very.
Is this a
one name? It's a whole lot of them. I'm sure it's a lot of these names. What's his first name?
The name of your brother.
Oh, okay. But he's not my brother, though. No. All right, bye. No. Greg. That's that man's name. That man's name is Greg. I keep waiting on Greg. If Greg don't get his butt over there and get to working, Greg says, and he a white man, too. Greg is working to the beat of his own drum. Now, I got two other houses that I done already broke ground on. I'm waiting on Greg to finish his part in the original one so that I can finish my Patreon video and break down all of the true costs and what my obstacles were as far as how I'm going to get this stupid house done so I can get it rented out. Greg is taking a long time. We got the floors done. We got the driveway done now. Everything is hung up. I'm waiting on Greg. I'm waiting on white Greg. Right, white Greg. I said, white Greg, what you got going on, man? What's going on? You know, white Greg come over. He working blue jean shorts. Working blue jean shorts. Love God. Definitely a little slower than I want. Does great work, though. The quality of his work, my stupid butt keep on waiting on Greg to get done. I could have had Jesus and Miguel and Jesus and them, they would have had that junk done like that. Less than 2 days, they would have dealt with Greg is doing in 2 months. Rita keep calling me. Yeah, Greg said that he going to be over there today. Greg need to be over there every day. He got the code to get in there, the key code to get in there. Greg, get your butt in there. Inspector's waiting on him like, hey, Greg done? The point that I'm making about this is that either way, I benefit. And that's the only reason why I'm not saying that this administration is much worse than the Bush, the second Bush. That's the only reason I'm saying that they're not worse than the second Bush is because I was broke then. That second Bush caused me to go broke because I wasn't financially prepared and I wasn't a bag chaser back then. I had good energy. I was working hard, but I wasn't as much of a bag chaser. However, this term, 2020 through 2024, could quite possibly go down as one of the worst forever.